Press Pass went on the road this week to Genesee County for a conversation with Howard Owens of thebatavian.com, a six-year-old community news site whose success has drawn national attention. With stories ranging from police scanner chatter to extended dialogue with elected Washington officials, The Batavian sparks heavy web traffic and ample, often intense, reader commentary. Today's conversation with Howard Owens begins with a familiar topic to those in Erie County, tax incentives to lure startup business. In this case, how public dollars were used to jumpstart the yogurt industry in Genesee County.
Well, certainly at the time both Alpina and Pepsi Mueller, Quaker Mueller came in, the people involved in those projects, the companies, spoke significantly about the tax incentives and the other financial lures that were dangled in front of them, especially with Pepsi Mueller, and that being such a huge project and so many jobs. There's quite a bit of incentive to get them here, and to hear both sides tell the story, it was critical for both of those companies. It, not just that the Ag Park was what they call shovel-ready light, that it was so far along in such a great location, the tax incentives for them, according to both sides, again, say that was very important.
So you know the before and after. Is the after these facilities are set up, has it given Batavia Boost, has it transformed Batavia in this area?
It's so hard to judge. I've talked to some individual business owners who, you know, tell stories of business being up 11-20%. On the other hand, what you don't see yet is necessarily a lot of development out that way. There is a new housing project in, and that developer will tell you, if not for the Ag Park, he wouldn't be developing out there. We haven't seen a lot of commercial development out that way yet. The Ag Park hasn't necessarily added anything new yet. So I think we're still in a phase where we're evaluating and waiting to see, is this going to be everything that was promised?
It's interesting, a place like Batavia, for I think the most people in Buffalo, they think of it as one of the throughway stops on the way to Rochester, Syracuse, whatever the case may be. And when you go by in the throughway, you see a very rural setting. But this is a standard upstate New York City that had a large industrial base at one time. Can you talk about how it's held up or how it's transitioned from that to what it is today?
Sure. One thing I got to say is, I'm not from here.
Right.
So a lot of what I know is what I've read, what I've been told. And I got to mention and put a plug in for Bill Kaufman's book, Dispatches from the Muck Dog Gazette, which really gets directly to your question about the transition of the city and the city's struggle to survive against urban renewal, against the influx of people seemingly coming here for social services, particularly from Rochester and Buffalo, and a sense that without those manufacturing jobs anymore, that socioeconomic levels have been pushed down, and how Batavia is really kind of struggling. On the other hand, what attracted me here, being a big city boy, I'm originally from San Diego, is when I came out to Batavia, here's this, to me, really vibrant small town. There was an incredible number of locally owned businesses here. We haven't been completely overrun by malls. I mean, although we have what's out on Veterans Memorial Drive, I mean, this is still largely a town of small businesses, and there's a lot of very engaged people here because of that. And that's the value that I think we need to hold on to and promote.
And perhaps the final issue, and one that maybe we could do several programs on, attitudes in this area regarding the New York SAFE Act.
The last time we did a poll on it, maybe 30% of our readers support the SAFE Act. I mean, it's very unpopular here. You have a lot of hunters, both living in the city and in the rural areas. You drive around, even in the city, especially out any country road, you're not going to go far without seeing anti-SAFE Act sign, anti-Cuomo sign. You see the bumper stickers around here a lot that have the two automatic weapons with a couple of letters in the middle that spell a profanity.
Mm-hmm.
I see that bumper sticker a lot around town. There's a lot of animosity towards Cuomo here that didn't exist before. I mean,
is that right?
Yeah. Well, before the SAFE Act, I found Cuomo exceptionally popular in Genesee County, And after the SAFE Act, he's more reviled than Obama. So, you know, that has really changed people's perceptions of him. And it's also interesting to me that before the SAFE Act, I'd seen Cuomo in the county 2, 3, 4 times. He hasn't been here once since.
Hmm. Howard Owens of the Batavian.com. And I also want to thank Dan Fisher at radio station WBTA for allowing us to do our press pass on location. Howard, again, thank you for your time.
Hey, Jay, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.